The game is underway. Walker with the kick. Kelly's underneath it. He catches the ball and just hands it on to Taylor. Taylor will make a couple of metres. Stevie Ward will go for the line. He's looking for the six. He's got over the line. Double movement from East Going.
Could be. Yeah, could well be.
Leeds have got over the line. We'll discuss the watch one in a minute. Let's just see what the referee gives on the field. Is he going to give try? He's got no try. My initial thoughts was a double movement from Stevie Ward. He's got no try. This will be very, very difficult to overrule.
Oh, it isn't. Oi, that's a try, Craig Murdoch. That is a try every day of the week. Great work by Steve. What are they looking at again for? What are they looking at again for?
Yeah, and exactly. The goal from Callum Watkins, 6-0. 8 metres away from that Hull line. Hull just about hanging on. Maguire dummies with the kick. Maguire through the line, gets Mullally. The pass away to Mullally. Mullally will score the second try. We said Hull are doing well to be only 6-0 behind. They no longer are 6-0 behind. Leeds Rhinos on fire. Mullally, second touch of the ball is a try. It's Leeds 10, Hull FC 0.
He likes that one, doesn't he, big Mullally? He likes that, the big prop, 5 metres out. I'll tell you what, when he's had a couple of beers tonight and over the weekend, he'll be saying that'll be about 85 metres, Craig Murdoch. You've done it yourself, son. We've all done it. But Leeds, as I said before the game kicked off tonight, there's going to be something different from this performance, and it certainly has.
Yeah, Leeds have been great. Holding on at the races so far, 12 points to nil. Kelly tries to stand up the defence. Again, he goes for the line. He's still going, Albert Kelly. Five Rhinos defenders needed to finally bring him down millimetres away from that line. Houghton at dummy half. What's the pass like? Ellis, he's over the line. Has he got the ball down? You bet he has. And he looks at the camera and says, T-R-Y. The referee points to it as well. Excellent play from Gareth Ellis. Route 1 Rugby League. Bigger and stronger. I have got the momentum to get over the line. And Hull are right back in it. And Mark Snead round the corner doesn't miss those. The chance of Snead from the black and white, it's a decent one. Briscoe's there. Great work from Maguire. Excellent work from Danny Maguire. Just ran Talanoa legally off the ball, and Briscoe comes up, asks all the questions, answers all the questions that were asked of him. Leeds remain 12-6 in front.
Yeah, brilliant play, wasn't it, from both sides.
Then to Kelly. Kelly to Connor. Connor up against Burrow. Brushes away, gets the pass away to Fanua.
Brilliant.
Excellent play from
brilliant.
Jake Connor. Fanua gets the pats on the back from the Hull FC fans, but put that down to Jake Connor. Too big, too strong for Robbie Burrow. Just left him for dead, and then an excellent one-handed offload out the back. Lee Radford with a smile for the first time this evening. And Mane Fanua, the man for the big occasion, he gets the try in the corner, and Hull come marching back. It's Leeds 12, Hull FC 10. And Maguire makes the tackle. Hull to Snead on the last one. The kick is high. Looking for Connor. Connor knocks the ball back. Sikamanu. Sikamanu's over. Hull FC are in front for the first time. Is he not going to the screen? Sikamanu scores. Excellent again from that man, Jake Connor. Didn't even attempt to catch the ball. He knocked it back straight into the arms of Sikamanu. And Hull score their second try of the half. It's Leeds 12, Hull FC 14.
Well, they've got themselves back into the game this time now, haven't they? But yeah, it's just quality play.
A bit of calm as Snead does add the extras. He just says, look, fellas, we were rubbish. Sort it out.
Yeah.
Hull don't have a fullback as the pass is into the arms of Sutcliffe. Sutcliffe away from one. Sutcliffe still going. Sutcliffe bamboozled everybody. Sutcliffe's over. A try, absolutely nothing from Liam Sutcliffe. Jamie Shawler said was out of position. He couldn't get back into that position. And Robbie Burrow has ignited something from Leeds. It was his initial break. He played the ball really quickly. Sutcliffe picked up from dummy half. And he did the rest. He's nailed it, I think. He's nailed it. Great kick from Watkins. Leeds back in front of the ball. And that's the ball game. Rhinos are going to the grand final again. High fives all round. Brian McDermott, you wouldn't tell it from his voice. There goes the hooter. Hull FC fans fall to the ground. Danny Maguire is delighted. His Leeds Rhinos players are delighted. Hull FC, they're not happy with their performance tonight. Leeds fans don't care. They're marching on to Old Trafford. It's Leeds Rhinos versus Cass next week in the decider. And Scoey, it's not been a classic, but Leeds have done enough to get to the final.
They've done enough to be here and done it before, haven't they? And it's a semi-final football, that's all it's about doing. It's not all about looking pretty, it's about doing the performance, and that's exactly what they're doing.